BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, Chris is off, so we play a Who game. It's me against the listeners, and it's great. Sharon Osbourne's had another mare of a weekend. Judge Rinder on how he's still loving Strictly Come Dancing. And Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco plays Real or No Real with me. Scott Mills. Hi, Lauren, doing a uni essay with Radio 1 getting her through it. I think this is her third shout-out on Radio 1 now. Aren't you doing well? And also, I'd like to shout-out Alistair and Declan, stationary A1 northbound at the moment. I'd also like to say hi to the person, I don't know your name, who I had a conversation with after winding down my window when you gave me a thumbs-up yesterday when I was sat next to you in stationary traffic. Had a lovely chat. A lady, don't know her name, let's call her Claire. And just really nice comments about the show while stationary southbound on the M3 yesterday. Terrible traffic.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, if I saw you at the Bromley Christmas light switch on yesterday. I was on stage for ages, just filling time as the parade took the longest time to come down the high street. I was like, I think I can see a parade. Literally, they really made a meal of it. But it was great. When they got there. Shout out to the Snow Queen for her incredible performance on stage yesterday. And also to the over-talkative Mayor, Ian. Real nice to meet you, Ian. Why didn't you let me try your chain on?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's get into the Who game. I like to let loose while Chris is away, as you know, and play this game against you, my lush listeners. I've got lots of people lined up on the phone lines, and we'll all take it on phone lines, Who? And we'll all take it in turns to present our best Who to you. A Who is something that's a bit retro, a bit in the past, maybe not as relevant as it once was. You just name it, and then give it an almighty Who at the top of your voice. I'll start, we'll go to the lines, and then we'll all take it in turns until one person can't think of another one, or until the buzzer sounds, which means, sadly, we're out of time. Let's play! Okay, here we go. My first one. Having red eye in photos. Ho! Line one, who's that, please?
It's Rich.
Hey, Rich, where are you?
I'm in Bristol, mate.
Go on then, mate.
One ring in people so that they can call you back. Hello!
Strong. Line two, who are you?
It's Jack in York.
Jack in York, what have you got for me?
Plastic inflatable neon furniture. Hello!
Yes. I used to have a little sofa. And it popped. Line three, yes.
It's Sam from Welshpool.
Yes, Sam. Let's do it.
Chris Miles. Hello!
Oof. I'm afraid I can't comment on that. Quick, another caller. Line four, hello.
Hi, it's Matt in Ludlow.
Yes, Matt. Are you near Clee Hill? Who?
Yes.
Yeah. Not Ludlow knowledge there. What have you got for me?
Brian Bellow. Who?
He's a very nice man. And also a friend of Chris Stark's. So how do you feel now, Matt?
Who is Chris Stark?
Oh, exactly. Not here, that's who he is. Line five, who have we got here?
It's Gareth.
Gareth, where are you?
I'm in Horsham.
What can I do for you?
Jumble sales.
Line six, hello.
Hi, it's Kevin.
Kevin where?
Hi, I'm in Newton Abbey, just out in Northern Ireland.
What have you got for me?
The free toys that you used to get in cereal boxes and were mainly at the bottom. Who?
I enjoy the Who variation sometimes. Line seven, we're racing through these. Who's this?
Hiya, I'm George and I'm in Woking.
Give me a Who.
Charlie Dimmock, free boobin' in the garden, free Who!
That's great. Wow. Okay, me. This one, courtesy of Greg James, I can't claim it as my own. The Innovations Catalogue. Hello, Rich.
Hello.
What have you got?
Calling relatives on a landline to thank them for a Christmas present that you don't like.
Jack.
Having a game of blind man's buff.
What was that?
Oh, you had to be blindfolded and play Tig, I think, haven't you?
Right, off of Victorian times.
Yeah, off of the Victorians, yeah.
Right, were you in? Were you there then? Or?
No.
Right. Right, next. Sam.
Hello. Hi. Lynx clickers. Hello.
What is that?
Remember the Lynx clickers that count how many girls look at you?
Okay, I think I know what you mean now.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, you go to a club and you'd click.
Yeah,
how many
you click how many girls look at you.
Hey! Oh, good one. Hello, Matt.
Kim and Aggie, the clean queens. Hey!
One of them, I think it was Kim, was always like, oh, just use white vinegar on it for everything.
That's a ho.
Ho! Gareth!
The game buckaroo!
Georgina!
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be ho!
You are brilliant. Right, let's break for a song and then we'll come back. I don't see any signs of people wilting under the pressure yet, so we'll do more Who Game after this on Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm Scott Mills. You join me in the middle of a tense Who Game. It's not tense at all. It's actually really fun. So we all take it in turns on the phones to present our best Who to you. Something a bit retro, something a bit from the past. No one's run out yet. And the buzzer for We're Out of Time also hasn't sounded. So let's continue. Covering your school books in wallpaper. Quite proud of that one. Over to you, Rich.
Okay. Fast-forwarding your cassette just to rewind the other side.
Wow. Jack.
Song lyrics that check if the microphone is working. Hey!
What, like, mic check one, two?
Yeah, Jay-Z had one as well,
might
I think.
Mic check one, ho! Sam, what have you got?
K-Swiss trainers.
Oh, yeah, I had them. They'll be back on soon, though. You know it. Matt?
Buying a phone background out of the newspaper.
These are great today. Gareth?
Winning a goldfish at the fun fair.
In a bag. Kevin?
PJ and Duncan, let's get ready to rumble. Who?
Good. Georgina.
Wearing a rubber swimming sock because you've got a verruca. A verruca.
Where do we find her? She's brilliant. You've got the best ones.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How does that make you feel?
To be honest, it's probably the best compliment I've had all year. I might press my button.
No, don't do it.
Oh, premature button pressing.
Oh. Oh, no, the timer's starting. We don't need to be quick. Is it me? Okay, talcum powder. Oh! Rich, quick!
Naff, jacket. Oh!
Jack!
Wax fruit. Oh!
Yes, shout out to Wax Fruit. Sam!
MSN Messenger. Hello.
quick.
Gillian McKee fainting on I'm a Celebrity.
Gareth, quick.
Baby Sham.
Kevin.
Bringing a board game in for the end of term at school.
Georgina.
Not affording chainmail and yet not dying.
That's it. We're out of time. The buzzer has sounded, which means we're out of time on the Who game. And what a fantastic game it was. Thank you to all our callers for providing excellent Whos today. Love you all. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So Greg Rutherford off Strictly last night. Actually, we need to ask Judge Rinder about that. I reckon it'd be quite sad because he's quite good mates with him. So we say goodbye to Greg. Over on X Factor, Honey G is through again. Seriously. Oh, we need to get her back on. That when she played Inna Bingo and I got to clean her glasses because they're all smudged was one of the best days of my life so far. Also, what is Sharon Osbourne doing? After the show today, I'm going to nip down to my local stationery store and buy her a notebook and pen, and I'll get it sent to her at the X Factor Studios. You know the main song from Titanic, yeah? Obviously not.
We are about to hear one of the themes from the biggest movie in movie history. The Titanic movie. I don't know what the song's called, but it's Sarah. It's Sarah.
Oh, my heart will go on. Why not write it down on the piece of paper that I can see in front of you? Obviously, she's got previous when she sent Britavio home. Or should I say, Bellario.
I love you guys, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to send Bellario home.
I love you guys. I just don't know your name. Doesn't forget the name of everyone else's acts, also forgets her own, let's not forget.
Okay, everybody, now is the song word from abroad.
Finland.
What's
Finland?
Sarah!
From abroad. Rubbish. However, X Factor has proved this week to be a good place, an excellent source of clips for innuendo bingo. We can use this one tomorrow. We all know that Simon likes to work very closely with all of his acts.
Look, you know, Ryan, you were my wildcard pick.
Yes.
And I think what you've done has been incredible. You have been in the bottom a lot.
Yes, so we'll use that one tomorrow. Cece, the waitress off of First Dates, is playing the game tomorrow at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Somebody mentioned having red eye in photos. Ho! On the Who game earlier. And someone has sent me a brilliant picture of Chris Stark, who's normally on this show, back tomorrow, with Katy Perry, when I introduced him to her, like when she was brand new, years and years ago, and there's serious red eye going on in Chris's face. I'm going to tweet it now on my Twitter, have a look. Someone says, strong grip on Katy Perry's shoulder there. I know he's hanging on for dear life. And I enjoy the person that says, Chris Stark looks like a schoolboy demon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Rachel on Twitter, who says, who did you say was on Inna the Bingo tomorrow? I missed it. It's Cece off of First Dates. One of the waitresses from First Dates, who I randomly met in a pub recently. That's not how the booking came about. We contacted her separately. Do you want to come on Inna the Bingo? Cece from First Dates is getting wet tomorrow when Chris returns. And that'll be at 1:45. Hello, Ollie, who messaged me on Instagram yesterday. I like it when I hear from you and you're listening to the podcast and maybe you're working abroad or doing your gap year or whatever. So Ollie says, I'm currently working on a kiwi farm in Australia. I've introduced Radio 1 to all my international mates by blaring out your podcast on the paddock at the kiwi farm every single day. For a lot of my mates, their English isn't their first language and they're always shouting for a song to be played as your podcast is just talking. That's true, because the podcast is just the talking bits of the show without the music. Ollie says, is it possible for you to put a banger, like a song in full when you play bangers on the podcast to stop angry Italians shouting at me, we want music? I don't think it's allowed. I don't think we're allowed to put songs in, but I'll have a word, Ollie. Just if it means you can continue listening to our podcast without angry Italians shouting at you. It's not allowed, but maybe I'll slip one in. But you didn't hear that from me. Also, hi, Ryan, who tweeted me after we talked about Phil Mitchell DJ sets and public appearances on Friday's show. It's true, Steve McFadden, who plays Phil, seems to be on some kind of tour of all the clubs of the UK at the moment. And we were just kind of speculating and wondering what happens at a Phil Mitchell PA. Ryan, the poster that you've just sent me on Twitter is absolutely everything. I will retweet it. Ryan's attending this event next month where you can... It's at a club. You can meet and greet Steve and there's fire breathers, £1.50 drinks as the TV legend joins Bournemouth's biggest Monday night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, here's some people coming down some stairs, waving and looking happy. It takes you right back, doesn't it, to Saturday night in the Blackpool Ballroom. Judge Rinder made it to Blackpool. And he's still in the competition. Doing amazing, as I predicted. Judge Rinder, how are you, my love?
Not too ill. Actually, I'm rather good. I had fun in Blackpool.
It looked like it. Did you love it?
It was really good. Well, I didn't see much of it. I mean, I went from the hotel pretty much to the Blackpool Tower. But I was met with real enthusiasm. I felt like Lady Gaga or something.
What was it like performing there?
It was actually amazing. See, what people didn't see is when I came down at the opening number, the One Singular Sensation thing, I was right at the top of the whole of the Blackpool Tower, holding on with just one hand.
Oh, God.
I know, I'm incredibly brave. That's what you were thinking.
Yes, I was. And did they pass that through health and safety?
I suspect they must have done. They can't have been any good because all it was, you know, one strap away from death, really.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. So I was sort of looking, I was right at the ceiling. I mean, it wasn't quite the Sistine Chapel, but it definitely had a connective tissue. It was definitely decorative.
Well, I'm very proud. I'm still dancing.
Oh, thank you.
You made it to Blackpool and out the other side.
And out the other side, exactly so.
Did you ever think you'd be doing it this long?
Do you know what? I don't think I did. I don't know. I think intuitively not. Blackpool, you know, I used to really not be terribly kind to people say, all I want to do is get to Blackpool.
Yes.
And then I started it and all I wanted to do was get to Blackpool.
I know.
Well, genuinely.
Completely changed.
I've changed, I know. I've turned into Mariah Carey.
I also think, here's a little observation, right, from the weekend. Yeah. I think that you are, things have changed. I think you're a little bit in love with your dancer.
I really am.
Yeah.
Not in a sort of, I am. There is a bit of a curve going on. I sort of see her as a, she's like a little sister, but also sort of slightly, in a slightly more aggressive little sister, really, I suppose.
It's just the way you look at her. I've really noticed it.
I really want to impress her. I mean, it's a bit alarming this week because we're doing the rumba.
Oof.
So I'm not sure how the smouldering sexuality is going to go down with me and my little sister.
I think you'll nail it because it's just, the way you look at her. If you can do that, but more smouldering, you're gonna fly it. I've just really noticed it. I'm like, oh, he's a bit in love.
I am. Not as, you know, yeah, no, I am. I adore her. You know, I want her to. You know, I want her to do well, and you sort of feel responsible. Also, she lets you know. You know, if you've done well, you get a really happy response. If you've done badly, you get an unhappy response. That's pretty much her emotional range, really.
What's the unhappy response?
You just know about it. It's like a frost come, an icy frost, when you know you've done wrong. It's the look of, ostensibly, pretty much every person that's ever taught me, a profound disappointment.
Right, yeah. I think you can make the final, you know.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a strange old year. Actually, I said if it is a strange old year, then I'm right, you know.
Well, exactly.
You know, it's a year of all sorts of anarchic, crackers things happening in the world. And so, you know, I think the path looks pretty much laid for Ed, doesn't it?
But, well, yeah, we're getting ever closer to the Ed Balls win, aren't we?
Yeah, I think I feel like that sort of thing. I mean,
is there talk in the Strictly studios about the possibility of the Ed Balls win?
As they talk about, not really. I think, you know what? Ed says there are better dancers, technical dancers. But, you know, there's none of that sense when somebody goes out where you look around genuinely and think, oh, he was better than him. He shouldn't have gone. It doesn't feel like that at all.
Right.
It really does. I mean, it really doesn't. So even if there is talk about that, there's none of that sense in which you think, well, you know, if he wins, that would be bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that. It really doesn't.
Oh, that's
really
good.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that, because if you'd asked me at the beginning, I'd have for sure said that the competition would become corrosive after. So I'm rehearsing at a school, and it feels like we're being invaded.
Oh, I can hear. Why are you at school?
Well, that's where the practice room is. My God. I feel like I want to go and get an Asbo of some description.
Were you sad to say goodbye to your friend Greg Rutherford?
I was really crushed, and I wasn't even joking. I felt like such a ninny. You know, I was properly upset. I was absolutely upset, like properly upset. I got really close to him. He's, you know, I never thought to find a kindred spirit in somebody, as he describes himself, whose career is, you know, running fast and being a world beater jumping into a sandpit.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's just so funny and clever.
It does strange things to you, this show.
I know, it really does.
I'll let you get back to Oksana, because I know she's probably looking at her watch. So
she's giving me a violent look, that's for sure.
Okay, so good.
Come and see. You promised to come and watch.
No, I'm going to come. I'm coming on the 10th, and I know you'll still be there. So right, just stay in one more week, please.
All right, I'll do my best for you, love.
Okay, love you lots, and good luck with Rumba.
Where's Christopher?
Oh, he's probably with Theresa May.
Well, you know what they're like, the two of them.
I like that you only noticed at the end. Okay, keep dancing.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. And here is Brendan from Panic at the Disco. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I'm good. When I found out that you were coming on today, I got a little twinge of excitement, I'm not going to lie. I was like, really? Is he going to play Real or No Real? I knew you were doing the live lounge, but I didn't know about this, so it's a pleasant Monday surprise for me.
This is a treat for me as well. Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
So this is Real or No Real. It's probably the same kind of thing that you do in the band. We just talk randomly about different subjects and whether they're real or made up.
Yes, then we look up at the end the real facts.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go for it. Okay. Live lounge today, by the way. How was it? Did you enjoy?
Oh, man, it was amazing. We had such a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You surely can't get nervous about things like that anymore.
No, not nervous. Just very anxiously excited. I get very, very excited easily. And sitting down, looking at the new lounge, because this is my first time in this one. You know, we had done the old Maid of Vale, and oh, man, it was beautiful. So cool. It was just beautiful in there.
I mean, they've really spent some money on the curtains in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's very sexy.
It is. And did you give Clara a piece of your clothing?
I did. Well, I was wearing my Beyonce Lemonade shirt, that real awesome piece of merch, and she is such a fan, and I just love her so much. I was like, you know what? You deserve this, and she's going to look great in it, trust me. She's adorable.
That's so nice. I mean, she could have gone to the concert herself and gone to the merch stand, but why not? No, get Brendan to give it to you instead.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
That's so kind of you.
No, she's great.
The Radio 1 Twitter earlier was like, the niceness of rock stars has just been raised because you gave her the shirt off your own back.
That's right. I felt bad, though, because I've been sweating all morning, so it was a little bit, but it doesn't smell bad.
Just look out for it on eBay. Clara. Here's today's Real or No Real.
Drake's favourite workout tunes were revealed this weekend after he accidentally left his phone in his local gym. Top of his playlist, Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies.
So imagine, Drake's just done a workout and someone's like, oh, there's a phone.
It seems strange. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, Drake could be working out. That seems like a real thing. Yes. Yeah. It's very human to leave your phone somewhere. I get that. Just happenstance, you miss out. But
would they be able to unlock it, though?
That's the other thing that gets you. They'd have to guess the passcode.
Yeah. And knowing Drake, he could be there sometime.
Yeah. You have to take a few hours to do that. Yeah. I don't know, man. That's something like with Drake, he's such a business-minded guy and so on top of everything. I don't know. I mean, leaving, that would give me so much stress. It's giving me anxiety thinking about leaving my phone somewhere. That just freaks me out. That's the worst thing.
If this is true, though, how would you feel that top of the playlist is you?
That would be amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm a huge Drake fan, right. So that would be... Okay. Yeah,
well, let's hope that he's a Panic of the Disco fan.
Let's hope that that's...
What would... if you were in the same situation, I managed to guess your passcode after you left your phone in the gym, what would I find on the playlist? Anything unusual?
Oh, man. I can tell you right now.
Okay.
No, there's all kinds of stuff. I recently... only downloaded a few albums to my phone just in case there's no service. So I've got Frank Sinatra, Weekend's new stuff already, the first few songs that have come out. Spotify as well, though. It depends what mood I'm in.
Right. Anyway, so did Drake leave his phone in the gym and top of the playlist was Panic at the Disco? I'm saying real. What are you saying?
I'm saying no real.
That one. is no real.
Yeah, no real.
Oh.
I wish it were real.
I know.
But I gotta keep it real by saying no real.
Kind of mean of the people who ever made that up from the production team to let you down like that.
Getting
really.
My hopes up like that. You guys are jerks.
But you can see Drake singing along to Taylor Swift in the gym on a new advert before dropping some heavy weights on himself. Like when Taylor did the falling off the running machine thing while singing to Drake in the previous ad. Okay, here's the next fact.
That's great.
Donald Trump's 10-year-old son, Barron, owns his own hotel.
Now, this is the dude that when Trump won, because that did happen.
Yes,
he was the 10-year-old. It was quite late at night, and he's literally falling asleep standing up while his dad is delivering his momentous speech.
I think he looks
gonna
like...
It's going to be great. It's going to be so...
Huge. It's going to be huge.
Great.
I think his son, his 10-year-old son, looks like Damien from Omen.
I loved all the memes, though, of him literally drifting off.
Yeah, he's just nodding off.
It's really late. Do I have to go to this? Can I just stay in my own hotel? Yeah,
poor
that
kid.
I
feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, he's trapped.
would it be possible that the 10-year-old would own his own hotel?
You know what? I think it could be possible. I mean, Trump's president. Anything's possible, I guess. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Where were you when you heard the news?
Oh, man. I had stayed up till 5 a.m. to hear that news.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I went to bed sad. I was just, it was daunting, man. It was just crazy. I think nobody expected that. Not even him, you know?
No, he really didn't.
He really didn't.
No one was more surprised than him. I say that surely not at 10 you wouldn't have your own hotel. I'm saying no real.
Okay.
What are you saying?
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't own a hotel, but of course, as you would if you are a 10-year-old, you do have an entire floor of Trump Tower.
That's real?
In the penthouse, that's true.
Oh, my goodness.
He does have his own floor. He can do what he wants. And finally...
Knockdown ginger is actually illegal in the UK.
Are you aware of this?
What is knockdown ginger?
I think it's called...
Oh, ding-dong ditch.
What?
Is it ding-dong ditching?
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, ding-dong ditch. You ding-dong and then you ditch. You ditch out.
Okay, so you go up to someone's door.
Yeah.
Ding-dong.
You ding-dong and then you run away. I've done that a couple of times.
I'm just getting news in that it's also can be called Nicky Nicky Nine Doors. Now that's
Ring and Run makes sense. Ring and Run I think makes the most sense. Why does Knockdown Ginger? How did that come
I
about?
I don't actually know where that's from, but that's what we would call it here.
Gotcha. That's great.
But don't do it because it's might be illegal.
Ooh, yeah. You know what?
What's Ollie something or other?
Ollie Oxen Free.
What's that?
I think that's just like a free pass, like nobody can tag you in hide and seek or something.
Right, it's in like a Macklemore song. I've always wanted to know what it is.
Ollie Oxenfree. That's what I used to yell when like I gave up finding people in hide and seek. I said, Ollie Oxenfree. It's like if somebody touched the bass or something.
Oh, I love our cultural differences.
it's all ridiculous. You know what's scary is I used to ding dong ditch when I was I did it a few times.
Right. And I mean, how long ago were we talking?
I was probably 12, 13 years old. You know, this was a while back, and I'd done it a couple times. By the third time I did it, a woman came out and saw us behind the car and pulled us out from behind the car. Was screaming. She's like, I'm going to take you to jail. That's illegal. You can't do that.
Oh.
So I'm thinking it might be illegal because that's the only thing I know about it. I still believe stuff from when I was 12 years old.
And where did you perform this potentially illegal act?
What was stupid was it was right around the corner from my house. So she was like, do you live? And I had to lie because I didn't want her to go to my parents and tattle on me. I was like, I live like 2 miles away.
Potentially moments away from jail there.
Absolutely.
Things could have been so different.
Oh, yeah. I could have had a really cool criminal record.
Everyone wants that. Is it illegal in the UK? It's one of those weird things. It probably is. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real too.
That one is real.
Real. That is real.
So,
oh my goodness.
I mean,
I'm still astonished.
If it's the same in the US, then you could have been doing some time.
I guess that counts as harassment, yeah.
Yeah, under the Town Police Clause Act 1847, it is a criminal offence to willfully and wantonly disturb any inhabitant by pulling or ringing any doorbell or knocking at any door, punishable with... Oh, you wouldn't have gone away for long. 14 days in prison. But you're famous, so you probably would have got away with fitting some loft insulation for
14 hours in a drunk tank.
Yeah.
I mean, Nicky Nicky Nine Doors in 1847? That's wild. They were doing it back then.
Back then.
Before doorbells.
There was nothing else to do.
before ring and run, yeah.
At the end of that round of Real and O-Real with Brendan, we got 20 each. It's as fair as square.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
I've really enjoyed playing that with you.
That was fun. Thanks for having me. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much for doing the live lounge today and also playing Real and O-Real. And I know we'll see you again soon. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you. The
Scott Mills Daily. Those are your Monday best bits. Good start to the week. Tomorrow, back from 1 o'clock and at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo, it's Cece off of First Dates. Scott Mills. Radio.